Welcome back to another episode of North to the Numbers. I'm your host today, Simone the Water Bear. I'm joined with my producer, King EDO.
What's up?
And we got a special guest for the second time.
Two-timer.
Selena.
Hey, it's me.
First off, how you been? How you doing? It's been 5 months now?
Five, 6 months, but it feels like it's been a year.
Okay.
Truly.
Yeah. It really does.
Yeah.
First off, new music on the way, lots of big moments right now.
Yeah.
How you feeling?
Good. Overall, I would say good, but I feel like so many things are in movement right now.
Mm-hmm.
So we all just like, you know, adapting to it. Mm-hmm. That's how I feel, adapting.
Yeah.
I'm in an adaptive mode right now.
We love adaptive mode.
Is fantastic.
Yeah.
I wanted to ask, because EP on the way, we were able to get 16 and there's new songs and it's just like beautiful. And
chef's kiss.
Now that it's on the way and like you're in that process where it's like you're about to release this new music, what's it like for you transitioning from like that incubation / like creative mode, working on new stuff, and then like preparing to release it and then like putting it out?
Yeah. Ooh. I think that there wasn't really a transitional period with this EP. It was kind of this year, like from January of this year, I went into like a very, I don't know, just personal time and what I was experiencing with life and figuring out, especially like going 19 to 20, really trying to understand like who I wanted to be and just what I wanted to give to the world, what I had to offer, mm-hmm. what I felt was valuable. And I don't think I could find that within myself this year. Like I really struggled making music and writing mm-hmm. and connecting with like that like piece of myself that was very vulnerable. Like I can be vulnerable, but being vulnerable in music is very different than being vulnerable when you're talking to somebody, I feel like. So mm-hmm. it was more of like the little bits and pieces. I mean, when I tell you, I probably have made like 8 or 9 songs this entire year because I really, really struggled with making music. And so the whole point of dropping this EP was just here are 3 little songs that I feel like represented what I went through this year instead of like, you know, this is what I was working on and these are the best songs out of them. Like they're definitely not, I don't even think they're the best songs I made this year. I just feel like they're very representative of what I went through this year.
Dang. That hit.
Yeah.
Whoa. Can I pause before we move on to the next question? Because
yes,
you just said something. So these aren't, in your opinion, the best songs.
No.
But you felt like they were the most representative.
Yes.
Why represent the best? Why do the most representative and not the best?
Because I want to be honest. Yeah,
and that's the name of
we're back in business.
One of the joints on here.
That's heavy.
Yeah.
Cool.
Whew.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I want to. Okay. With that, I want to be able to just like transition and like you say that like you've really struggled with like making music and been going through a lot.
Yeah.
If I could, I want to like get into like a deep dive on just like what these. Specifically Runaway and Honest.
Yeah.
What was that like? What were the emotions like creating those songs?
Yeah.
Because it's like very significant. Just like the things that you're talking about, like
yeah,
wanting to go away to some place where nobody knows
yeah.
my name, my face. Like these are very like honest and deep
yeah.
feelings. So like what was that for you in like transmuting those?
Yeah. I think Runaway was a song that I made in like January or February. And I had just gone through something in January where like you feel like everything has been taken from you and that you no longer are able to connect with anything around you in a sense, if that makes sense.
No, it does.
Yeah.
It does.
Like, you know, something happens and you just immediately are so disconnected. Like you feel like you're disassociating. I think Runaway is very like representative, like a part of myself. Like I can be very impulsive and very just like, I'm going to leave or, you know, whatever. I do that shit all the time, or I'm going to go get a tattoo, like whatever it is. I'll be really impulsive. And I think Runaway was me expressing more than wanting to run away from Portland. I was running for myself. It was more of like the retreat of self.
Dang.
Type shit.
Yo,
type
okay.
shit.
So in Runaway, there's obviously the nod to like, I want to run away to LA. That's like one of the first lyrics we get.
My God, was I dumb.
No, what?
It's beautiful.
Okay. No, but I think valid. Here's the thing. That lyric is like every musician's like dream. Like,
yeah.
Let me run away to LA.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. True.
You
true,
did
true,
it.
True.
It's real.
I did do it. Yes.
What do you feel about that decision now?
I mean, I always think about this too. I say, I want to go back to LA, let my worries fade away. And so I think I thought, if I go to LA, I'll get to focus on my music and I won't have to worry about any of this other bullshit.
Mm-hmm.
And when I went, everything followed me there and it got 100 times more heavy. And it's like, it's a blessing to live there. And I know that so many people would die to, you know, be in the position that I am, go get to live there and pursue what they want to do. But I think there's like a huge amount of pressure that sits with you in that city. And there are so many people there, which is also like a blessing, is that you're around so many creative people, which I'm very grateful for. But I don't know, you can just lose yourself really, really fast in a place like that. And I think everybody's doing something. You're paying attention to what everybody is doing. Like, not even in a sense of like, I want to get a piece of you, but just like it can be a lot seeing what everybody's doing. Maybe you're not doing enough and, you know. So that's kind of what it's been like for me is I moved into like a little Airbnb. So I wasn't in my own crib. I felt like a visitor in somebody else's life, like some imposter syndrome type shit. And yeah, so LA has been very challenging, honestly.
I wanted to ask, because you have gone through a lot of like, sounds like tumultuous moments this year and just like in general with a lot of different moving parts and like moving to LA, like coming back, doing music. Like,
I
want to ask, what's like your relationship with life conflict, uncomfortability for like the sake of growth? Like when you're in these moments of like down periods or like what's your relationship with that?
Yeah.
Cause that, it comes like that be life, like it be coming
and going
at you.
Right, right. That's so true. I don't know. I think I cope differently with everything that goes down. I mean, it just kind of depends what it is, but I don't know. Is your question kind of like your relationship? What's my relationships with kind of the sufferance or like the.
Yeah. With like, what's your relationship with like uncomfortability and moments of like. How do you react and how do you move through tumultuous times or like
it's very 50-50. It's like half of it's like it's perfect with talking about the EP like Runaway. It's like sometimes I'm impulsive and I just ignore it and I'll go do whatever I can to numb what I'm going through, whether it's like drugs or partying or just self-sabotage, self-destruction, or kind of like an honest sitting there and feeling what I'm feeling and being honest about it and like that kind of being healing in and of itself is just sitting through it, which I think is the way that you heal. Definitely not running from shit. I mean, it's just gonna hit you in the face later. So yeah, it's very 50-50. Yeah,
let's talk honest right quick. So Honest is a pretty heavy song. It sounds like it is about a relationship with another person who is not being the kindest to you. First and foremost, you good? Cool.
Somewhat. I'm good.
I think that that's it would have been chill if you said no, because like it sounds like if you, without you totally telling the story, like what inspired you to make that song and what inspired and like, what is kind of the background in a way?
Well, this was, I made this song like maybe like within my first 2 to 3 weeks of living in LA and I was still continuing a relationship with somebody that I probably shouldn't have. And just got to a point where it's, you know, when you're with somebody and you feel like you can't even say what you want to say, like you're going to be shamed for it. You're going to be guilted for it. Like you just can't even, you get to a point where like you bottle up so much shit. And I think that's what was causing that writer's block too, is that I just like couldn't even get in touch. I felt like I wasn't safe saying what I wanted to say. And so when I was in the studio that day, I was with my engineer and he was just like, if you can't write, just talk. Just talk about what you want to say. And so I just kind of said certain things about what I was doing. And that song is a lot of like kind of coming up from the surface, what's below the surface that you are hiding from people. And so a lot of the lyrics in there is just shit that I don't say or I wouldn't say to somebody, or shit that I'm doing I don't want people to know about. Yeah.
Damn. No, that's real. Do you feel like in going through things, has that been like a way for you to like sometimes I use voice notes to like,
oh yeah, come on, the video diaries.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Oh, you do video diaries?
I love it.
But also voice memos. Yeah.
That's a good way to go through things.
Yeah.
I think I'm kind of jumping around. We have a bunch of notes, but I need to jump
around. No, feel free.
Everything is going.
This is the beauty of the interview process.
So something that I always wonder with a lot of other musicians is when you say shit that is real to you, that may be really dark or really heavy or about someone else or about your feelings about something.
Yeah.
Obviously, like, for example, I hear Honest and I'm like, oh, that, I'm glad that isn't me. But like, do people ever like, or like in Runaway, you're talking about like running away and like not being satisfied in your position and being hurt.
Yeah.
Do people ever hear your songs and they're like coming to you? And like, what is your reaction to that? Like, how do you navigate that?
Yeah. I find that to be definitely like the second most fulfilling thing about dropping music is the second, because the first one is like healing through it for myself and, you know, making music for myself. But the second is like when people DM me, I think we touched on it last time, was that kid Sean from Ireland that sends me like, you know, little art that he makes or how he connects to the music. Like that shit is so irreplaceable and so special. And I think just hearing that somebody else can relate to something that you went through can take off like 10 times the heaviness. 100 times the heaviness. And so I think like, you know, when people are reaching out to me, I want to be very warm-hearted and open and communicative back to them. Like that's just who I am. And so I love those experiences. That's what I live for. I love that shit.
Do people in your personal life ever like be like, damn, like you sound like you're in a place?
Honestly, no. I don't really be playing my music to people that are like, I mean, sometimes, yeah, like my close friend circle, or if I have friends that make music and we're all like, you know, fucking around, we're showing each other our music, I'll do it. But usually I don't. I don't do it.
So it's kind of like you putting it out.
Yeah. And then it's just for the world type shit.
That's crazy. Respect.
I had a question because as we kind of like talk about the different things that like, the challenges that you face in like creating music in just life, like there's a lot of themes of like feeling alone, like misunderstood, and like I was like, how do you navigate those feelings of just like being misunderstood by others, or like even fighting for like being authentic? Because like in a song like Runaway, when I hear like I want to go somewhere where no one knows me, no one knows my face, it feels like, or it sounds like there's a lot of like pressure from others. Is that a thing that you face? Or
definitely 100% there's, I feel like especially when I moved to LA, there's a lot of pressure to like full send it, like shooting music videos, something that I really don't want to do. I don't like doing it. I don't want to do it. Like, even certain songs that I've written, like, there's just pressure to, like, fully be yourself and be 150% confident about who you are. And it's really, really hard to do that when you've like come from a place of feeling like nobody understands you and like you can't really connect with someone and feel known by somebody. So it's mm-hmm. hard for then those same people to ask you to give everything mm-hmm. when it's, because I think like everybody searches for acceptance in life. And mm-hmm. that's like something that I did for a really long time. And now I've kind of learned to navigate that differently and become at peace without mm-hmm. having that acceptance. So, yeah. Mm-hmm. I feel like as artists, can't you guys, I mean, everybody in this room is an artist. And so maybe whether it's family, it's friends, like there's a level of like people not understanding you.
Yeah.
And that being one of the loneliest feelings that you could possibly feel.
I feel like I definitely feel like that. That's a thing that like, I feel like this whole kind of like life experience is really interesting of like trying to just like push through life as hard and challenging that it can be, because life yeah. will throw things at you. Life like is always presenting new things to you, and yeah. like to be, there's a lot of moving parts with just like how like society views things and how we're supposed to be put into all these different boxes or things like that. I think I definitely feel like it's hard to be fully understood sometimes, and yeah. it's like at the same time, it's like some people might never understand you,
right.
but I think it's the part of like you just gotta do
what you want to do. Yeah,
the end of the day.
Yeah, so true.
Kevin, you bring up something really interesting, because
what is that, Ado?
It sounds like you have a really good relationship with a good amount of your audience members, and
yeah.
like they hear what you're saying in the music.
Yeah.
But on the flip side, do you feel like that level of understanding is reciprocated in the people that you're actually close to? Even like beyond music, like your music is obviously like you're a very honest musician, which is again like terrifying but amazing.
Yeah.
But then you also, when people in your real life, like you feel, it sounds like you feel misunderstood.
Yeah.
Damn, that's heavy as fuck.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, I'm Indian fully. Mm-hmm. Both of my parents are Indian. And it was never something that they would have imagined for me was to leave high school freshman year and say, I want to be a singer. I want to be an artist. I mean, it was probably fucking soul crushing to them. Mm-hmm. And so I think that lack of acceptance kind of lingered, and I started to feel like I started to attract people that didn't accept me for who I was, and I'd find myself searching for their validation or I don't know. It's just very interesting when somebody like your parents that are showing you that, you're going to search for it in other people. Mm-hmm. And so I think, I don't know where I was going with that, but you know what I'm saying? Like,
no,
shit like that. I mean, it comes from those very close relationships. And I feel like now I've been able to find people that I do feel like understand me, but there's always a huge part of me that will feel like nobody understands me. Mm-hmm.
That's fucking the realest shit.
Yeah.
Fucking ever.
It's really, especially like people very, very close to you, like in life, it's like parents or like really close friends, like, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like sometimes you feel like you want that. Like,
yeah.
you want that acceptance 100%. And love. And it's, like, for that not to be reciprocated, or, like, it's reciprocated in the way that you kind of want it to be.
Yeah.
That's, like,
yeah,
that's a real thing. And it's, like, how do you feel like you found, like, a sense of acceptance in, like, that?
Probably getting through it by myself. Mm-hmm. Mm. Like, I really feel like, I think 16 is a good kind of representation of that. Is in that song, I'm talking about like how alone I felt when I was finding my music and like nobody being supportive about it. But now being able to look back and see that like I got through that and I've grown so much through that, and I've attracted a lot of like abundance mm-hmm. in like the sense of music. And so I don't know, I'm able to look back and be grateful for that, for those moments, but it's still like really painful, I think, mm-hmm. you know?
Yeah.
I think you hit on one of the most, this is something, I'm bringing in some real life shit.
And
real
Ado knew shit. Me when I was 16.
I so. Did know you I when you were 16. Okay. You speak on the struggle of something that is one of the most difficult things, I think, in anything to do with, like, anything creative
yeah.
that I've done in my life. And like, this is something I've brought to tail a lot. It's like, it's almost like I almost, this might be wrong of me to think this way, but I almost don't give a fuck about what a random person thinks. Mm-hmm. But it hurts so much when I make a hit and I know it's a hit and then I play it for someone in my life that I care about.
Yeah.
And they don't even acknowledge it.
Yeah, that's so real.
And like, I feel like you talking about 16, you talking about even like just your relationships with people. And like, it sounds like you're obviously going towards a lot better relationships, but it's just like forevermore. I think that does, like when you say like you don't be playing your music for people,
yeah,
it's like,
yeah,
I'm kind of like, oh, that makes sense. Like,
yeah,
yeah. It's a very touching and like emotional experience too, where like somebody else to be taken
yeah.
in.
Yeah.
When you're like, bearing your soul on some of these songs and like your music, it's like
right, and someone listens to it and then I don't know, maybe they go on their phone and they don't even say nothing about it. Like that shit is actually the worst.
Yes.
And yeah, that shit sucks. I think that's why it's easier for me to not play people my shit and I just
put it out
when it comes out,
right?
But no, that's real.
Yikes.
I think it's such a good thing though to be aware about, like, especially as artists or just artists talking with their friends. Like, it's like, it's the same thing as like you have a friend that said that they have like a job interview or something. Like, I'm proud of you for going to that. Or mm-hmm. I wish you luck. I was thinking of you. I mean, somebody like they're opening a fucking diary to you by showing you a song. Like the mm-hmm. least you could do is acknowledge it.
Right.
Type shit. That's how I feel about it.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So
like in, and just like hearing that it's like sometimes around you, it's like, people aren't as receptive to the music. Do you feel like there are cases where it's like you do have close people around you that like, do people around you ever get like sparked up by like some of the music that you're putting out or like your music in general?
Like, yeah, definitely. I think like I this one right over here, I get super inspired by, shout out Van Lee. Super inspired by him, and then we'll show each other music. And I think like that's one of the best things about when you're showing it to somebody that truly cares. It's like it sparks that little bit of creativity that you guys both share. Mm-hmm. And then that's such a special thing, is like when you make music, like kind of person that you are, like it's just immaculate. And if you mm-hmm. can spark that within somebody else or they can do that for you, like that's how you know it's a very good, genuine thing. Mm-hmm.
That's the facts.
Yeah.
That is really facts.
It's interesting. So everyone in the room is musician of
some sort. I love
that
for us.
That's fire.
Yeah.
It also seems like at least like there's some close-knit musical relationships in here as well.
For sure.
Where it's like the energy has been shared. So in that, how do you feel about collaboration nowadays in general? Mm. Like collaborating with other artists, collaborating even like, I feel like obviously, and correct me if I'm wrong, but at the point that you're on your career, it's like you're at the point where it's like you can't just be like, oh yeah, I fuck with your music, like let's I'll hop on this. Like it's like there has to be a level of like professionalism that comes along with it. So like, how are you, or maybe not,
somewhat,
I'm ready. Yeah. I'm ready. Okay,
maybe that's the way it should be, but let's, I don't open, be doing that hikey.
Let's open the door. How do you how is collaboration?
I mean, when I was in Portland, when I was living here, I would just collab with like whoever, or DMing people on Instagram. I just wanted to like collab with people. Mm-hmm. And then going to LA, it just becomes a different game. It's like, oh, if you do a collaboration with this person, he has 500,000 monthly listeners. So you'll tap into their audience. The collaborations become less genuine, like if it's more professional, in my opinion. Or like, I'm going to charge you or they're going to charge me and whatever. But the truth is just like, if somebody DMs me on Instagram and they're like, I have a song I want you to be on, I think you'd really like it or whatever, and the vibes are right, I'm going to do it. Like, it doesn't matter to me all the kind of logistics of the situation. Mm-hmm. So I think in a sense, yes, only because I am in LA now, collaborations are more serious, mm-hmm. but if anybody's in my DMs and they send something, like, I'm right. going to listen to it and I'll let you know.
Yeah.
But if it's ass, I won't be on it.
The aspect of the competition seems very, like, anxiety, like,
yeah,
creating. So I'm, like, wondering, like, in terms of, like, being in LA and now kind of being in this environment and, like, this is a new chapter in your life, like,
yeah,
how is that, how's that affected you creatively? Like, what is music sounded like in LA? Like,
yeah.
How's that? Yeah.
It has affected me, like, immensely. I think... Also, when I went there, I was getting, because I'm around a lot more people that are in the music industry, I'm getting a lot more opinions than I did previously. And I think back now and I'm like, I lived in Hillsborough. This, you know, we all lived in Hillsborough, fucking just suburbs. I'm making music, like, no pressure.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And then you go to LA and we're going to the shows every day and you're meeting these A&Rs and they're listening. And it's one of the things I heard when I moved to LA was that my music was monotonous. And that everything sounded the same and I'm talking about the same things. And even comments from, like, the Selena team that I have out there. It was very like, oh, you know, like, you need to make some upbeat shit. You need, your music's too sad. And that really affected me because we talked about this last time. I really only be making music when I'm sad or when I'm going through something.
Yeah.
And I also feel like that is the way that I connect with people is like, mm-hmm. through my experiences, that's why I make my best music. So for people to then say, like, your whole purpose behind making music is not working for you anymore. And you now need to make something that's for the radio. It's radio ready and that people can dance to. If people go to a gay club, like, put on some Selena. I'm like, that's not my vibes. It's just not.
It's always really interesting kind of like hearing these kinds of stories because it's like, the artist is what, like, listen to the artist.
Right.
And, like, I'm just, like, when it comes to, like, that shit, it's, like, this is your outlet. This is your...
Right.
How you channel your emotions. And I'm, like, people gotta chill out with just, like, trying to, like...
Like, I'm not trying to be the next fucking Gaga. Right. Like, look at Lil Peep. Look at X. Look at... Even Billie Eilish, though, like, the music was touching. That's why people fucked with them. Like, I don't want you to, like, bop me for a night and then it's over the next day. That's not the point of any of this.
How do you feel like you maneuver that? Like, people trying to mold you and people trying to, like,
yeah,
put all this, like, shit on you. Like,
yeah,
for real.
I don't know. I mean, that's what I've been trying to figure out. Honestly, I moved in the end of August, so it's been 3 months now.
Mm-hmm.
And I still don't really know how to go about it. I think the way that I was dealing with it when I was there was just isolating myself from everybody. Like, I was either going out partying or I was isolating myself. So I haven't quite figured out. And I almost feel like I just need to run away, retreat, kind of rethink how I want people to hear my music or what kind of route I want to take. Like, do I really want to go to LA and pay $5,000 to make a music video and try and get signed by a label? Like, do I really want that? Mm-hmm. Or, I mean, there are other ways for people to find your music.
Mm-hmm.
There are other ways to connect with people. That's not the only way. It's just the business route.
Mm-hmm.
And I think when you're, like, very in touch with yourself creatively and then you get way too into it on the business side, like, that's very hard to come back from.
That's real.
Sorry. What would you say? So you said there is a Selena team, correct?
There is a Selena team.
What is your relationship with your team, the people on your... Well, obviously, no need to get specific, but
yeah,
like,
yeah.
What is your relationship with them right now?
Pretty distant, honestly. I thought that, so I've been working with these people since 2019, 2018. I was like around 16, 17. And I don't know, they felt like my people. They felt like Soul Tribe type shit. They felt like finally people that understand me, people that love my music, people that want to hear my music. And I put everything into like going, and I'm taking all the, like, from the beginning of this year, I'm hearing, like, Selena, you have to come to LA. Like, people will love you. You have to come to LA. Like, we need you here. And I go, and within, like, the first 2 weeks, nobody spoke to me. Nobody. Didn't hear anything from anybody. And then, you know, things kind of reconnected, and we got started, and we started planning things. But I just felt like I was being more, like, influenced than inspired by them, which was a huge shift. I think me being in Portland gave that space to, like, sit with the songs or just sit with, like, I don't know what it really was. I really didn't think moving there would cause, like, such a different relationship with the people that I thought that I was going to be close to.
Like a level of external pressure.
Yeah. But also just, like, relationships shifting. Like, people that I thought I was going to be so insanely close to, that I was so insanely close to, don't speak to me for, like, the first 2 weeks of moving to this new city. And I almost felt like, in a sense, that I moved for myself, and I moved to run away from a lot of things here. But I also felt like I was moving, like, for people. Like, I'm doing this because my manager really believes in me, and I want to show him that I can do this. And then I go, and I feel like I'm disappointing everybody, and I'm disappointing myself. Like, it just was, like, it was hard. It was a tough move.
Would you say, like, oh no, I need to sit with that now. Everything you just said was just
no.
Some real reality.
This is
shit.
Real.
Yeah. Well, I just think it's important to share this because if there are other artists listening and they have managers or they want to move, like, I just think it's important to think about everything. Really get to know the people that you work with before you sign anything or before you move to a new city. Like, really, really think about it. Test it out before you commit to anything. Because I moved very spontaneously. I decided 5 days before. And then I fucking left. So
I'm curious, like, where are you now in terms of how you still feel about LA and being there? And, like,
Yeah. I don't know. I feel really lost. I feel like I haven't connected with, like, the musical side of myself in a really long time. I haven't connected with, like, the people that I really loved in LA in a really long time. Like, I'm just feeling indecisive, but I also know that I don't want to move back home. So I'm kind of, like, in this place of, like, where do I belong? And I feel like that's a familiar feeling. Growing up, I'm like, I didn't really feel like I belonged anywhere anyways. So then it's like, you know, I moved to New York for college last year and then moved to LA this year for music, and I still don't really feel like I belong there. So very much still navigating what I'm going to do. But yeah. I'll bill you guys, or I'll invoice you guys for this little therapy session after these.
No, look. This is real.
This is real. Hey, no need, please.
No, it's just a joke.
I genuinely know you guys just want to, like, I'm just genuinely, like, sitting here, like, you good? Like,
yeah, I'm good. But, right. You know, I just want to be honest about everything that's going on, because I feel like hopefully it'll help other people. So,
yeah.
And I want to document my journey and look back at this in 5-6 months and be like, fuck.
Me and Tay were joking yesterday, talking about the interview, being like, Selena's going to be like, you know how, like, Billie Eilish does those GQ interviews? Like, you're just going to keep coming back year to year being
I want to do that, though, with you guys. Like, I genuinely would.
We're here. We're doing it.
Yeah. I love that.
Round two, we're in.
Yeah. That's why I thought it was a year. I was like, we should do the 1 year update.
I mean, we're pretty close. 2023 is a few days. Yeah.
So technically, well, it comes out in June.
Yep.
So.
By the time y'all hearing this.
New year, new Selena.
New year, new Selena. You're in business. So you don't think that you would want to come back to Portland, correct?
No, but I love visiting. Yeah. I feel like I built up a really lovely kind of fan base in Portland.
Facts.
I don't like using that word, but, like, just a lot of people that are out here support me, and, like, I don't even know them.
Right.
But people show up to the shows.
Niggas like you.
Yeah, and so that's just something really special that I feel like building from such a young age, 15, 16, doing those small ass shows we do.
Yeah.
Like, how lucky are we now, you know, to throw a show and people still come through and
you're pulling up.
Yeah. Yeah. So it's really special.
Mm-hmm. That's beautiful.
Yeah.
Shout out Selena Portland fans. Y'all are great. I want to give you the opportunity to plug any upcoming shows, projects, or anything. The people would have heard the album or the EP.
Yeah.
So that'll be out, but still plug everything. Just plug it.
I don't have anything to plug. Just take care of yourself. Be well. Take care of your friends, your family. That's it. Selena out.
Mic drop. Mic drop.